This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from Western wildfires is nearing 40, with most of those deaths in California. But 8 people are dead and dozens are missing in Oregon as well. Officials there say 50 people are unaccounted for, 22 of them confirmed as missing. President Trump viewed some of the fire devastation in California yesterday and called for better forest management to reduce the risk of fires. Hurricane Sally heading towards landfall on the Gulf Coast, although it's weakened from a Category 2 storm to a Cat 1. But still, millions are at risk from storm surge and flooding. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
I submitted a request for a pre-landfall emergency declaration to the White House. That declaration has been signed by the President.
Forecasters say some parts of the Gulf Coast could get 20 to even 30 inches of rain from the storm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A marina packed in Harrison Township, Michigan last night for a re-election rally for President Trump, where his son Donald Jr. addressed the crowd and Kid Rock performed. A Trump supporter, Tom Kennedy, was there.
I could actually sit down with Donald Trump today and have a beer and he wouldn't make me feel uncomfortable.
A federal judge ends protections for some foreigners who've been legally working in the U.S. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
A U.S. appeals court decided President Donald Trump can phase out protections for hundreds of thousands of families that have been living and working legally in the United States for many decades. The 2-1 ruling by the California-based 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals lifted a block of Trump's ending of the temporary protected status for more than 300,000 individuals. The administration could expel from the country people from Sudan, Nicaragua, and Haiti as early as March 2021, and El Salvadorians by November of 2021.
USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Japan starting to take the topic of UFOs more seriously as the Japanese defense minister laid out some instructions yesterday for what that country's self-defense forces should do in the event of a major close encounter. The SDF, which is charged with protecting Japan's airspace, now under orders to record any such aerial phenomenon that may potentially pose a threat to its national security so they can be carefully analyzed. The instructions follow a meeting with the U.S. Defense Chief Mark Esper recently, where that issue was brought up as a potential new area of Japan-U.S. security cooperation. We told you earlier that the president's elder son, Don Jr., spoke at one Trump campaign rally yesterday. Well, the president appeared himself at one in Phoenix, Arizona, and accused Joe Biden of selling out the Hispanic American community for decades. In Phoenix, the president claimed that the former vice president sent jobs over to China and raised taxes for Latinos. Trump then praised the tax cuts passed during his tenure, which he said have helped Americans and helped establish opportunity zones. A new poll does show the president is trailing Biden by 10 points in Arizona. And today's Apple new product reveal will mark the first time that the tech giant won't roll out its new stuff in front of an adoring audience. Instead, the event will be live streamed on Apple's website YouTube channel. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I know for some people, they're probably just thinking, I just want America to return to some sort of sanity. I mean, much less get back on track. I'm in Southern California, not too far away from the incident that occurred over the weekend where two L.A. County sheriffs were shot multiple times at point-blank range. I mean, seeing this video over and over again, it is so disturbing. This happened as the officers sat in their patrol car at the Martin Luther King Transit Center in Compton. One deputy is 24 years old, the other 31-year-old mother of a 6-year-old boy. Both officers graduated from the same academy just last year. Both officers now listed in stable condition, expected to survive. Sheriff Alex Villanueva described their condition as a double miracle, considering that both officers were shot in the head, but it seems certain that their lives will be changed forever. Dr. Michael Bussler is with us. I want to bring Michael on right now. He's a public policy analyst, economics professor. Dr. Bussler, it's always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, we appreciate it. Michael, this is so disturbing. I mean, another example of the lawlessness that's increasing on the streets of America today, whether it's in Portland, here in Los Angeles, and even worse yet, I mean, it's bad enough that you have this assassination attempt on these officers, and then you have the people, even while they're trying to survive, just taking video and laughing and, shouting out expletives. Some even rallied to the hospital where the officers were taken, blocking entrances and continuing on with their harassment of these two innocent officers that, were there doing their job. There was no premeditation on their part, but they were just, they were attacked by this lone gunman who at this point is still running free in the streets of Southern California.
Yeah, Bill, this is absolutely horrible. I think this may be a little bit of a tipping point, maybe a turning point for the general mood of the public. In other words, after the George Floyd incident, the mood of the public seemed to be to sympathize with the victim and to really not feel badly about attacking police. Mm-hmm. And we saw in Portland where the police were attacked constantly. And I think the mood in the public was somewhat tolerant of that. that maybe the police are wrong, and maybe they've been doing these bad things for all these years, and the public was sort of, well, you're going to defund the police. I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense, but in some areas, they seem to support it until that incident the other night that we just spoke about, where the policemen were shot just sitting in their car, not doing anything, as you described, doing what they're supposed to. Somebody just walks up, starts shooting, and runs away. I think this is going to be a tipping point where the public is going to say, you know what, we've been very critical of the police, and look, there are some people who are policemen who are not the best people, but the police in general are good people, and they go out every morning with the idea of, we're going to defend the public. If we have to put our lives on the line, we'll do that. And now I think the public, after that incident the other day, I think the public mood is going to start to swing more toward the police and away from some of these other people.
Well, I sure hope so, Michael, because we were concerned from day one that we were getting ahead of the whole situation with our emotions. Our emotions were running rampant on us, and of course, here we are. We're in a political season. This doesn't help. The media has not served us well either. I think Republicans, as a general rule, when things happen, we want to run to statistics and say, wait a minute, let's look at the numbers. Well, you know, when you have such emotions running wild, whether it's Portland or, you know, wherever, you know, in New York and all these outbursts that are going on, the people don't want to hear about the facts. All they want to do is be able to exercise their emotions, and this is a further exercise, but this is a result of what we've been warning about from day one, and that is this dangerous rhetoric that's being thrown out there. I mean, yes, we have a First Amendment right, but with all rights come responsibilities. And they're running, you know, everybody's rights are running amok without any kind of consideration of what the, you know, what the consequences, what the results of, you know, first of all, the stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar used to talk about all the time, and then the actions that are taking place, you know, where two innocent officers, now I say innocent, and there's some people here in this community that say they're not innocent by virtue of them wearing a uniform. It makes them complicit with every evil thing that they've conjured up in their mentality.
Yeah, and that's the thing that that really has to stop. And it starts really with the leaders, the mayors in some of these cities, and even the governors in some of these states are very tolerant of this. The district attorneys are also encouraging this kind of behavior, because when the police do arrest people, these district attorneys either don't file any kind of charges at all, or let the people out. In some states, they get out without any bail, and they keep coming back again, and the DAs, the district attorneys, don't think that they should prosecute these criminals, that they have a right to do what they're doing. As Martin Luther King said, look, peaceful protest is good, but the minute you throw the first rock or hail the first stone, the peaceful protest turns into something more, a riot, and as a result of that, that can't happen. And that's what we need to state today. Peaceful protest is great. We encourage it. Look, yeah. I went to college back in the 60s. I understand peaceful protest, but this is not peaceful protest.
Well, exactly. And particularly CNN, MSNBC have not been agents of peace in this at all. I mean, they're quick to talk about peaceful protest as over their shoulders the cameras are catching in its view of, you know, cities and businesses being burnt down, and they want to insist that it's peaceful protest because of political correctness.
Yeah, and that's really awful. The media, which I don't think has been serving the public very well for some time now, should really, as a public service, try to tamp this thing down a little bit. And instead, as you say, they're making it worse by simply saying that they're not really doing that. It's the militia fighting back against peaceful protests, which are really causing this, is what they've been, the narrative they've been pushing. So they are responsible here, too, and they should report the facts as they are without trying to editorialize, or the first chance they get, everything is always President Trump's fault. No matter what happens, it's always President Trump's fault. And we need to really take a hard look at how the media operates and really how we've allowed this violence to continue. A lot of people say, well, it's not going to reach me.
Right.
As this thing goes on, it keeps getting closer to just about everybody.
Exactly. We've got to go to break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The gospel footprint in Thailand is expanding as Christians spread the Tide Ministry short daily devotional, Walking with God, via social media. Analytics reveal that Walking with God is being received by 126 people in five provinces in the Asan region, as well as in Bangkok and even in neighboring countries. Some recipients of the devotional are pastors who are forwarding Walking with God to their networks, expanding its circulation to more than 200 people. God is using these people to deliver the gospel to His lost sheep of Thailand. The Tide mission is fulfilled one person at a time as individuals embrace Jesus as their Lord and Savior, regardless of where they live or what language they speak.
To read more stories of lives touched by Jesus through the Tide Ministry in Thailand, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, we got to return to set values in service and this mindset. In the midst of all this lawlessness that's in the streets of America today, we're just talking with Michael Busler, public policy analyst, economics professor, who is joining us. And Michael, you know, the question that I'm hearing repeatedly is, Bill, what do we do? How can we bring this to some sort of level of resolve? And I said, well, part of the problem is that you've got to, first of all, address the reality of what's going on. And what's happening right now is there are antithetical enemy forces within our country today that their goal stated, and it's explicit, that they want nothing but the absolute destruction of America. So they continue to fan the flames, and as you mentioned earlier, the media has not become a friend of the American people in the U.S. Constitution, which we have Constitution Day a couple of days away. And it's interesting that here, as we come to Constitution Day, you have these forces that they want the absolute demise of the American way of life. And until we realize that that is the forces that are happening here, we just continue to go through these exercises. And, you know, where lawlessness is happening, well, then you've got to meet it square in the eye with law. And this might be a little bit difficult for some people, but it's going to be in direct measure to the amount of lawlessness that has taken place, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly right. And look, we have a society that has done extremely well, and it's based on law and order. So people feel comfortable and feel very secure in where they live, and they're free to move about the country without any fear. What has to happen, I think, that the mayors of these cities that are allowing this to continue and the governors allowing this to continue have really got to change and just put a stop to this. Mm-hmm. President Trump has offered help where needed. Now, the media says, well, Trump's going to impose martial law and try to take over everything. And that's, I think, making the president a little reluctant to jump into this. Now, there are some laws he has to follow. Technically, right, the governor has to ask for the federal government to come in. But in the places where they have come in, like in Minnesota and in Wisconsin, where they've come in, they quash this in a day. And that's the end of it. It's okay, again, to peaceful protest, but any of this violence has got to be stopped. And all of this negative talk about how bad the police are, that has to stop, too. Look, when I'm walking down the street and I'm in an area where I'm a little nervous, the first thing I want to see is a police person there.
Exactly.
It makes me feel good and feel secure. So we've got to stop painting the police as the victims here. Even if there are a couple of policemen that don't do their job and do things wrong, let's weed those people out. But for the system as a whole, we've got to maintain law and order if we're going to have any kind of society at all.
Well, there's been so many studies on this. I mean, the real numbers, as I mentioned earlier, that people don't want to hear the numbers right now in terms of, you know, bad police officers and things that they've done. I mean, even where we've had riots and, the instant reaction, knee-jerk reaction by blacks in some of these communities has been quite reactive and volatile. And then you find out on the other side of due process that it wasn't laid out the way it was. It wasn't as we perceived it to be. You know, whether we're talking about George Floyd or even let's go back to the, I believe the modern origination of all this, which has to do with the Trayvon Martin death. And, you know, some still refer to it as a murder. It was not a murder. It was self-defense. This is what the courts declared it to be. If it had been a murder, then Zimmerman, you got to believe it, would have been in jail. And, of course, then we find out, thank you very much, the director from Southern California, Joel Gilbert, who wrote and produced the movie, The Trayvon Martin Hoax, which you can download for free. It's quite disturbing, and this is when you go back to the genesis of Black Lives Matter and this heightened animosity, you know, towards authority and towards police, because you go from what happened in Florida with Trayvon Martin, then you go to Ferguson, hands up, don't shoot, which is a big narrative lie, which people still use. you know, where you had this young man who attacked a police officer, put his hand inside the patrol car, got a hold of the revolver, and or at least the trigger, fired a round inside the car, and then walked off like, you know, nothing happened. And when the police officer again confronted him, he charged the police officer. There was nothing about his hands up, don't shoot. He came off after the officer. I mean, and people knew that Michael Brown was a neighborhood bully. And but that doesn't matter. I mean, this kid, he was a big boy and some like 250 pounds. He was well over 6 foot tall, and he had been tormenting the neighborhood. And he finally met his match with that police officer, and that police officer was, of course, exonerated for what happened. But again, you know, we have these ongoing, you know, racial ignition and inflammatory reaction by people that want to, you know, there's no peaceful demonstration. They just want to wreak havoc and destruction. And look at what they've done to some of these communities, Michael. They're still in disrepair. And in some cases, it could be decades for them to come back.
Yeah, you know, Bill, you bring up a good point, too, about knee-jerk reactions. What really started this whole thing, at least the recent violence, is the George Floyd case. So we saw the policeman's knee on his neck, and there was a knee-jerk reaction that this is police brutality, and the DA there had filed charges in 7 days, which is very difficult, a short amount of time to get a conviction, to get enough, not a conviction, but to charge people and to get enough evidence. It was all done very quickly in a knee-jerk reaction. What I'm really afraid of, as information comes out, like the autopsy says that George Floyd did not die of asphyxiation. He died essentially of a drug overdose and a heart attack that resulted from that. If that's the case and it goes to trial, it is possible that the four policemen are found not guilty of any charges. If that happens, I can't imagine how this crazed public will react to that. We could end up seeing even more and worse kind of riots. But you're right. People take a look at the first pictures that they see. They have a knee-jerk reaction, and they right away start protesting before they get all the facts. Once all the facts come out, it may be a slightly different case. And if these policemen do end up being found not guilty, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you see, this is part of the problem and the irresponsibility of the media and even attorney generals. And this is why we have due process, and you have these investigations that take place to where you have, you know, a reasonable projected outcome here. And this has been mishandled to your point exactly, and that is the people are being set up. Because they've been told that these people are guilty, these police officers are absolutely guilty, and there is one specific outcome that they are expecting, and if those police officers are not locked up, you know, for a determined amount of time, and I'm not sure what would satisfy the mob, but whatever is less than what would satisfy them, yeah, I mean, you're opening the streets up to more rioting.
Yeah, you know, and they claim that there's racism that's built into the system, and that's the whole system that has to change. You know, I think if you take a look at it, I think our system works well. It's not perfect, but it does work well. I don't think we have systematic racism. I think we have some racist people that work in the system, and perhaps and we're going to have to deal with those. But you can't tear down the entire system. We have a country here that's great, and we've given more to help other countries in the world than any other country ever.
Well, what's not being pointed out, Michael, is systemic racism works both ways, and we're only talking about one side. And so people need to pause for just a moment that it is an equal opportunity, ugly aspect of our humanity that needs to be addressed accordingly. Dr. Michael Bussler, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from Western wildfires is nearing 40, with most of those deaths in California. But 8 people are dead and dozens are missing in Oregon as well. Officials there say 50 people are unaccounted for, 22 of them confirmed as missing. President Trump viewed some of the fire devastation in California yesterday and called for better forest management to reduce the risk of fires. Hurricane Sally heading towards landfall on the Gulf Coast, although it's weakened from a Category 2 storm to a Cat 1. But still, millions are at risk from storm surge and flooding. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
I submitted a request for a pre-landfall emergency declaration to the White House. That declaration has been signed by the president.
Forecasters say some parts of the Gulf Coast could get 20 to even 30 inches of rain from the storm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Angeles, Democrats, and particularly Joe Biden, could not help themselves, with the attempted murder of 2 L.A. deputies. Boy, you've got to bring out the anti-gun agenda, right? And Joe Biden did not disappoint us. Here to talk to us about this is Stephen Williford. He's back with us, a spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation, who became known across America as the good guy with a gun who intervened in a deadly mass shooting incident on November the 5th of 2017, that took place at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, as you might recall. Williford shot and wounded the mass shooter twice, who then fled the church at high speed and crashed and died. Stephen Williford, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
It's great to be here this morning. I'm doing excellent.
Well, you knew Democrats and the media. I'm really surprised because the media, touched on this a little bit. But the Democrats can't help themselves. Anytime there's an incident with a gun, and how you turn this around when you have somebody who comes out of nowhere to kill 2 police officers sitting in a patrol unit, and how that it becomes a gun situation, an anti-gun agenda incident. If anything, it proves the point of our Second Amendment right, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's ridiculous that these 2 officers so bravely serve every day and would likely put their own lives on the line for even the guy that shot and killed them. They would go out there and put their lives on the line every day. And one of them, I understand, has a six-year-old son.
Yes.
How ridiculous, you know. How can you justify what's going on? And, you know, it's time for citizens to be ready for this, to be able to take on these shooters and stuff, and to defend our officers, defend our country in general.
Well, the majority has to stand up and rise and speak out, because we want law enforcement. We respect our police officers. Yes, there have been some unique circumstances that are being adjudicated that all the facts are not in right now. The other problem that we have is because of the lawlessness, Stephen, people don't want to hear the facts. They don't want to deal with the truth. All they want is to have unbridled lawlessness in the streets of America. Now, some are just, you know, they're being expressed, and I believe, in such a way that there's no engagement of any kind of mental faculty. It's a knee-jerk response. Some are being expressed in such a way because there's another agenda that the American people need to realize, that this has really little to do with systemic racism. It has everything to do with the purposeful destruction of the American way of life.
Well, what people don't understand is, and before Nazi Germany took hold, that they disband the police department.
Yes.
They disband police officers, and then the brown shirts took over and started Nazi Germany down the path that they followed. The exact same things, and they call them Antifa. They call themselves Antifa, which is anti-fascist. But in fact, that's exactly what they are, is fascists.
Yes.
You know, you see the plan going down, and that's what they want to turn our country into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a dictator, a leader that, you know, and socialism is just that.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we not see from the past where this is going?
Well, because people haven't been educated. See, this is the downfall, and we want to blame education, but also we need to address the parents. You know, these are our children that are out there. And, yes, I mean, we can look at and see what has happened amongst minorities, how they've been put in a disadvantaged situation where too many fathers are away from the family for whatever reason, including incarceration. But that's the reality. That's part and parcel of what we're dealing with. We've got we've got nefarious forces happening in the educational system that purposely ignore, you know, just like what you're sharing with us right now. Stephen, they're not teaching this in schools. And, you know, parents aren't talking about this in homes. You know, we have a certain number of young kids that have been spoiled. They've lived a very, a very exceptional way of life. And it's interesting that they are the ones somehow, because they feel, I don't know, they feel bad about their alleged, you know, white privilege and, you know, that sort of thing. And the certain level of livelihood, or at least a certain level of affluence that they live in, and now they feel guilty, and now they're out there in the streets, you know, busting down buildings, destroying jobs, and being arrested, and then you find out that these kids, you know, go to elite colleges whose parents are paying anywhere from $40,000 to $70,000 a year. I mean, this is ridiculous. What's going? I mean, there's so many aspects to what is happening right now, that you know, when these things happen, sometimes as you did in your confrontation with that shooter, is sometimes you just have to go back to the rule of law and count on that, don't you?
Yeah, you know, it's terrible that we have to be this way, but I'm going to tell you, police are the bravest men and women out there, and they would gladly do what they have signed up to do and take care of communities and stuff. But we as citizens need to understand that oftentimes the police are too far away to help out. The police were 5 to 7 minutes behind me on that day.
Yes.
And my community didn't have 5 to 7 minutes more inside a church building where he was just walking up and down the pews and killing people.
Yes.
They didn't have another 5 to 7 minutes. And so in that aspect, we have to defend our right to be able to defend our communities. Sheriff Lauterbach of Jackson County, Texas, he's now a presidential advisor for everything border security. He talks about the fact that the drug cartels have a $500 billion, with a B, let that soak in, $500 billion budget. And if they were unable to get guns on the black market, in which they're getting guns that are full automatic and rocket-propelled grenade launchers and stuff,
exactly.
If they were unable to get those through the black market, if we could successfully stop that, they could take $1 billion of that $500 billion and create the largest high-tech gun manufacturing plant this world has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So the bad guys would still be getting guns.
Yes.
And the difference is now is good guys can get guns also and defend our nation. We need to be careful. And you know, we need to understand that the Second Amendment was created for such a time as this, where the government is trying to get out of control and promote socialism, where crime is running rampant. That's exactly what the Second Amendment and the founders were thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used an AR-15 to defend my community, and the left doesn't know what to do with me because not only did I use a gun to defend my community, I used the very gun that they want to ban and make sure that we don't have.
Exactly.
The guy had on Class 3 body armor, and he had on a bulletproof helmet. Had I not had that rifle, I probably would have been counted among the deceased.
Yes. Well, and this is the problem. And in this particular case, it was only one person, but he was definitely outfitted to do a lot of harm. And but he didn't realize he was going to come up against Stephen Williford, who could meet him with some equal force, right? And this is what the Second Amendment is all about.
That's what the Second Amendment was all about. And also, I'm gonna tell your listeners too that I was able to hit him in the body armor, which got his attention. And when he went to get into his vehicle, I was able to aim and hit him between the plate. The body armor has a front plate, a rear plate, and it velcros across the side. And
right.
I was able to hit him in the side where I knew he had no body armor.
Exactly. Stephen Williford, right here. Thank you, Stephen.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business.
Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law, number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-501-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I guess that's the theme that we've been talking about this morning, is that, look, things are going to change. It's going to be up to me and you. Yes, there's lots of madness in the streets of America today, but it's going to require people of courage. And this is the DNA makeup of Americans. When you go back to our founding fathers, it took a lot of courage to stand up in the face of the formidable and most powerful fighting force in the world of its time, the British army, the British military. And it took an incredible amount of courage and just understanding of what was, potentially, at risk here. What was to gain and what was to be lost? And this is why we have such sayings today that live with us. It's about, death or liberty. And again, we're being called at this time in our experience, in our American experience, and who would have thought that it would come to this, that it would be on the streets of America, that it wouldn't be from an existential threat, but it would be something from within. And so this is a time that calls for an inordinate amount of courage and understanding, and also a refocus on what the American dream is all about and what we're willing to defend and fight for. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 13 minutes before the top of the hour. Samantha Mal, yes, the good news girl, is here with us to talk about these viral videos, these videos that have caught our attention that millions of viewers are plugging into. Sam, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
Oh, I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
Hey, doing terrific. Looking forward to our time together and a batch of news stories. When we're going to start off with nearly $30,000 raised for a Detroit family after a stranger's chance encounter with a hungry teen. Explain how all this came together.
And you know what? Since the story has been published 3 days ago, there's actually over $50,000 that's been raised.
Wow.
So it happened earlier this it was last week in Marcus Lodge. He went to the Royal Fresh Market in Grand River, And he saw a teen outside, a young man. He was asking for food, not money. And, you know, this kind of struck him, and he walked up and began a conversation with the teen and ends up buying him 10 bags of groceries and then even more the following day. But whenever he brought them to their house, he realized they were in need of a lot more than groceries. There was 9 children living all in the same room, and there was mold on the walls. And, you know, there was just a single mom, Kenosha Harris. And, you know, of course, she's spent many nights crying herself to sleep, wondering what she's going to do, how she's going to get through. You know, the lights don't stay on. And there's been all these different things that happened. And, you know, it was kind of like God put Marcus in her path. And so he comes in and he goes to the news station and they end up starting a GoFundMe. And now they've raised over $50,000 and wow. The family will buy and furnish their first home, which, you know, that'll change the direction of not just the mother's life, but all of her children. And right. What a big deal.
This is a single mom with 9 kids?
Yes, that's right.
Oh,
isn't
wow.
That?
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
That's incredible. And all because of this chance meeting with this teen and someone with a heart who responded. Wow, this is an incredible story.
That's right. And, you know, you wonder how many times you, like, maybe go by somebody like that, and we've had the opportunity to help. And you never know when people are genuinely asking for help or when they're not. And, you know, I thank God Marcus took the opportunity to stop and have a conversation with that teen. And, you know, I think that teen asking for food and not money was
yes.
What made him really stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they changed this family's world. And, you know, Marcus actually ended up starting a foundation called the Florence Foundation in honor of his grandma to help other single parent families, you know, feel secure once again. And I think that's such a great story. It's a, you know, it's just like one of those things that keeps getting better and better.
Exactly. And the thing is, especially in this era of COVID and, you know, this lawlessness that's happening in the streets, there's good news stories that are happening around, and there are many Marcuses out there, and we're grateful for them because, again, this is, I remind people, this is the DNA of America. People naturally flowing, you know, to the need. And, And probably Marcus would tell you it was by the grace of God that this chance encounter came about. It's hard to understand, you know, why this teen got Marcus's attention and this family of 9, you know, and I'm sure the mother would say it's all about answered prayer, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, I think when you feel hopeless and God works a miracle like that, because who could predict something like that?
What you love to know about this is with these 9 kids, what happens? What is the next? What are the next chapters of their lives? You know, 10, 15 years down the road, 20 years down the road.
And, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm excited with anticipation to hear what happens with this family after. You know, getting such a huge check, second chance, and, you know, to be a blessing. I mean, to be blessed and to be a blessing. And I'm going to be curious to hear, you know, what happens with this family. Hopefully only good things, especially this young teen who was the catalyst and, you know, was the bridge to his family's salvation and support from Marcus. That's great. This next story, you've got a 7-year-old badly burned baby, right? No, he was badly burned as a baby and gets adopted with a special hero at his side. Tell us about this.
So this 17-year-old, or the 7-year-old boy, he's 7 now, Davian Plunkett, he survived an apartment fire when he was just 4 months old.
Oh, wow.
And he had, you know, he had just, it was a miracle that he survived in the first place. Mm. And then he ends up in foster care, and he ends up in Beth Plunkett's house, and she became his foster, but she's a single mom of 2 children. And this was 2 years ago that he went to her house after surviving all this. You know, he's in foster care. This is a tough start to life.
Well, you think? Wow.
Right. It's a miracle, but he's experiencing these miracles. But Beth said whenever he came to her home, she just fell in love with him. It took no time at all, and she fell in love with him, and he became part of her family. So after 2,545 days, he was adopted. The thing that makes you kind of choke up even more, the story was there were some special people by his side. The firefighters who saved him were able to come to the adoption.
Oh, wow.
And Debbie wants to be a firefighter when he grows up so he can help people like they did. And just his positive attitude and, he was saying that he's like, I don't know why. I think I wanted to cry because they're so special to me. And it's just this little boy just, I think he's meant to change the world. And I'm so happy for him having his forever home.
Exactly. What a great story. This next one is about a teen who beat the odds. And he's thanking his hospice nurse, right? Tell us about that.
That's right. So Braden was actually, he's 18 years old, high school student, graduating and taking these graduation pictures. And what makes them so especially his senior photo shoot such a big deal for him is he was never supposed to survive past being an infant, really. They expected him to live maybe 18 months at the most. He had something called Pfeiffer syndrome type 2. And when his mom just found out about his condition about 2 weeks before she delivered him, and she said the moment she saw him, she started praying, like, God, just give me a little bit of time with him. And but a few months in, Braden ends up in hospice. And, when people go to hospice, it's not often that you ever hear of them coming out. There's a miracle every now and then, and Braden is one of those miracles. It was one night he was breathing so bad that medical professionals thought he wouldn't live another day. And there was a registered nurse who ends up taking his senior pictures with him. Her name's Michelle Lynn, and she came in for crisis care. And, she said they had done as many treatments as they could. They had given as much oxygen as they could give. And, usually in hospice, there's not, like, heroic measures that are to be done, but she stayed up with him all night. She just kept on giving him physical chest therapy and postural drainage, and she just stayed up with him all night. And from that point on, he began to improve, and he was the first patient she released from hospice care.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing? He's 18 years old today. He's been wrestling for the Special Olympics, and he's done well in high school, and he's done weightlifting for the Special Olympics, and he even learned to fly planes, and it's just, turnaround, like, yes. From being a little baby with no chance, and it was all thanks, to God and the special nurse that God put on his path.
And here he is taking a graduation picture with her. Wow,
that's right.
That is miraculous. What an incredible story. And again, another one of those chapters that you can't wait. And when he grows up, like you said, he is bound for something incredibly significant for all that he's gone through. This final story that we have time for is a young boy's dream comes true when he's adopted by a Nashville family. Tell us about that.
That's right. Andrew and Jock, they didn't become best friends on their first day. What makes this story special, because we're running out of time, is whenever Andrew got to be adopted, by Kevin and Dominique Gill, he is a white little boy being adopted by a black family, and they were just, it makes it special because they're just like, all we have is love. We just want to give it to him. And it's just, if people have the chance, they should read the story and learn more about it, because it's one of those things where that's the American spirit and that's the love that we have here. And,
well, it's interesting because we often hear about white families adopting black children. We don't hear very often where black families are adopting white children. You need to check out Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Pick up on these and other stories that she reports every week right here on the show. Sam, as always, appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. Take care.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.